This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it. On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Woohoo! It's right. Tuesday, yeah. March 4th, 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I'm Chet. Thanks for being here. How are you, everybody? Everybody good? You guys good? Everybody hanging in there? Okay, I'm gonna peel back the cover right now. Today is not a great day. there's a lot. It's just a weird dynamic. There's a lot of stuff going on. Life is getting in the way today. So be gentle with us.
Please.
Listen, nobody is allowed. If you call up and give Adrian any crap today,
don't try it.
You're immediately banned from the show for life.
And, do not call and say anything about John Cena today. All right, America?
Oh my,
you got it?
God.
All right. You're getting instantly hung up on.
Okay,
can I just say I'm receiving texts now on behalf of John Cena? Like, people are like, oh man, can you let Adrian know? Can't believe he turned heel. I'm like, I'm not
hilarious.
Just text him yourselves.
Well, and so gathering what I saw on the interwebs, so your son, your six now,
yeah,
sire
six son. Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's just had a birthday. So sire was a big John Cena fan.
Yeah, he loves John Cena. He loves all three, to be honest. He loves The Rock because of Black Adam. He's the only person that liked that movie. Okay. And of course, John Cena, he loved as well. And then Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is really his favorite.
Oh, okay. And so then you showed him what happened. At the end of Elimination Chamber in Toronto, John Cena turned heel, as they say in the business.
For the first time in his career.
And so Cody Rhodes, really, Cena's never been a bad guy?
He's never been a bad guy in his entire career. He's the most granted wished person in Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Of course,
history. So he's the goodest of the good.
I will say, though, he didn't treat the Bella Twins very well, but that was a more personal thing than a wrestling thing. So just
on the reality show.
I want to say this is so inside, but it's not. That's just hilarious. And the fact that you popped off with that's hilarious to me. So Cody Rhodes and John Cena are having a warm embrace at the center of the ring. I believe this is at the end of Elimination Chamber. Is that accurate, Adrian?
Yes, at the very end when Cody Rhodes said, Rock, I'm not selling my soul to you, brother.
Oh, okay. And so then Cody Rhodes and John Cena are having a warm embrace at the center of the ring. I almost said center ice. Wrong sport. Then you sure? It all works. Rock is standing off to the side. He looks at Cena, gives him the throat slash, and then John Cena kicks Cody Rhodes in the junk. Was Sire just devastated?
So whenever wrestling happens, I make sure that he doesn't watch it live because I always want to watch it with him when I get home. So I got home and I am a great father. So what I did is I took him to McDonald's because as everyone knows now, if you order McDonald's, whose face do you see after you place your order? John Cena's face.
Oh, God.
He has to deal with them. So we got it. He got his Happy Meal. He always goes, Dad, like, you can't see me. We got the, we ate. We had a lovely lunch. You know, I just got back. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. Showtime. Time to play the clip. I documented it. And I should have uploaded the clip that's on my Instagram, but the words that came out of my son's mouth after finally talking 10 minutes after seeing everything go down, because he was in silence for 10 minutes straight, is, this is the worst day of my life, as he went upstairs to his room.
But also, can I just say, didn't Wick tucked his underwear and a shirt on? Like, the whole thing was priceless. Like... just his little undies.
I had those were his wrestling tights.
Yeah. I had to argue with him to put on the shirt. I'm like, I'm recording this, and I don't. Oh. It's the internet. I don't trust it. Put the shirt on, sire, please. Yeah. So he was like, damn, I'm trying to be like Cena, because he takes off his shirt when Cena takes off his shirt, because, you know, it's
got
a whole thing.
It.
And
sure.
And it, yeah, man, shocked his world. Became a man that day. Just trying to be father of the year. You know what I'm saying? Got to grow up.
I'm trying to think what event. What a great bit. What event happened when you were little that changed your life? You know what I mean? What fictional event happened to you that completely rocked your world?
I have one.
Do you? What is it?
It's when Bambi's mother dies. And literally, it's devastating.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Okay, I am old enough. I got sent out of the room for Old Yeller.
Oh.
The dog doesn't make it.
Yeah.
I got sent out of the room for that. I remember they had a show. I was like in junior high, and they had a show called, I don't remember what it was called, but it was like about nuclear war. And what happens in the aftermath, or what might happen in the aftermath of nuclear war. And I remember that freaked me out.
Heavy. That's actually so funny. I want to know more of people's childhood traumas that changed them into men and women at an early age.
Well, that would involve the phones working, you know, properly.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So I don't know if I trust it.
Who knows?
I don't know if I'm able to trust it. Senior night for UNLV tonight. Get to the Thomas and Mac. They're playing San Diego State. This team this year, and if you, as you may have noticed the record, they've got a few more wins than they do losses, so that's good.
Yeah.
They're beating the teams they ought to beat. They struggle a bit with teams that are better than them, and San Diego State, as much as it pains me to say it, San Diego State's a good team this year. So they need you tonight at the Thomas and Mac if you can make it for senior night. And I'm just, this is one of those things in radio they say you shouldn't do. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. I know it's only almost 6:09. At 9 o'clock this morning, we've got, and I must phrase this the way I want to phrase it. We got a big ass announcement.
Mm-hmm.
We got a big ass concert announcement. Have we already announced that Post Malone's coming?
Yes. Yeah. The tour's been announced.
I can't keep it all straight what we've done and what we haven't. So we all know Post Malone is coming with Jelly Roll, which, by the way, what an opportunity missed. How is Teddy Swims not on this show?
Oh, my God.
How is Teddy Swims not on this show? Then they should call it the Face Tattoo Tour. Instead, and Mike Tyson comes out at some point.
That's what they should do.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
Instead, it's still really great. Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Teddy Swims, that's such a good call, Chet.
I don't know why they don't call us.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
We could
help.
Yeah.
There is an announcement. This announcement is embargoed. That means you can't say anything. This announcement is embargoed until 9 o'clock this morning. I'm just saying, put an alarm in your phone and come back to us at 9. My God, if you're going to listen for 3 full hours until then, I'm sending Michaela over to kiss you on the mouth. I don't care who you are. Come back to us at 9 o'clock this morning. All right. First pick coming up next, in just moments. Let's do a little round of, is this normal or nah? Is it normal or not? I'll give you an idea. We'll start here. Do you put ice in your pet's water, especially during the summer?
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Because you feel bad that they're drinking room temperature water. Do you put ice in your pet's water?
Yes. It's hot, you guys. It's Vegas. They have fur. They've got long leaves. Rocco needs the ice.
But how much do they go out? They go out for a minute and they come right back in. Do they need ice water?
Well, yeah, because their paws are hot.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not saying I don't do it. I'm questioning my own motivation. Like, what the hell is going on with this? Yeah. That and a bunch more on the first pick coming up. Just
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who we got?
Nikki Faircloth, Sky Canyon.
For the record, Adrian also brought his son. He brought Sire, who we talked about, a six-year-old Sire, special studio guest today, and may just burst at, you know, for all the times that we have people on the, you know, on the phone with their kids in the car and the kids just blurt stuff out. Well, it might be our revenge today.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. And I'm okay with all of it. Sadly possible. So, Nikki, are these normal? Is this normal activity? Or nah, do you put ice in your pet's water? I feel bad that they always have to drink room temperature water. Do you put ice in your pet's water?
Only if I drop it on the floor.
The ice? Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You pick it up and you just toss it.
Yeah,
because why not? Because they lick their butt and they eat stuff off the floor. So, you know, what's...
Yeah,
I'm gonna hurt anything. I've never heard of this. To be honest with you, I've never heard of this. Is this normal activity to look in doctor's cabinets while alone in the office?
I have to admit, I've done it in the past, but not anymore.
That's fantastic, Michaela.
Oh, yeah. I'm so nosy. I can't even help myself. I looked through it all one time. There was a pair of, like, those implants sitting around, and I, like, grabbed them. I was holding them. I like to feel and touch everything. Doctor, plastic surgeon, doesn't care. I got to know.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Nikki's laughing because she understands.
I feel, yeah, as a former doctor cabinet snooper, yeah. That Nikki is.
We can't help it.
Honest to God, I may have
taken home something from a pap smear.
Okay, I was not going to say it, but I've taken a few things home as well. Just some gloves, Q-tips.
Nikki?
Yes?
What are you taking home from a pap smear? Because my mind is racing.
I can't think of what it's called. Like is it speculum?
Oh, good God. Okay.
What is
I was going to use that as a joke, but yeah, okay.
No, really. I want to see how it worked and why it works. And
good for you, Nick.
Every instinct in my body says we should stop here. Everything inside of me says, you know, it's probably enough.
Listen, you knew it was going to get weird. We just made it weird.
I'm freaked out just by the thought of rummaging through the doctor's, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
And then the idea of taking something like wow. Is this normal behavior or not? Eating whole peanuts with the shell.
Ew, no.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
I did it with sunflower seeds, but not nuts, no.
Yeah.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Let's go with some good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. School bus driver near Cleveland. Hey, pay attention, Adrian. School bus driver near Cleveland. This will make sense. Saved 15 kids late last week, Michaela.
Oof.
Their bus burst into flames. Oh, officials said that there was some kind of mechanical issue. The fire started behind one of the back wheels. The whole bus ended up being gutted by flames. Here's the thing. You know, if it starts in the back, you can't go out that back door.
Yeah, of course.
Did you ever ride the bus to school?
Yeah, I did. I loved it.
So Okay, did you not harbor a secret fantasy of one day being able to go out that back door?
Oh, all the time. I would stare out at it and be like, one day.
Yeah, you'd look at the handle thinking, okay.
100%.
Also had one on the side. I didn't know that I was partial to exit row seating, even as a six-year-old. You know what I mean? But I liked it.
Yeah, but you knew you liked that extra leg space. Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Driver got everybody out. Everything was great. 15 kids, fine.
Thank God.
What are the two stories I hate?
Old people and lottery. Well, old people's birthday.
All right, here we go. A guy in Michigan bought his dad a lottery ticket for his birthday. His dad used to buy tickets at a very specific liquor store. So that's where the guy went to get his dad's lottery ticket.
Yeah.
$1.1 million.
No.
Yeah. Guess he went well out of his way, too.
That's awesome.
And a woman in England named Mary Thomas just turned 107 years old. She's from Jamaica, man, but moved to the UK in her 70s, which is weird, right? Don't you usually do that the other way around?
100%, but also she's 107 years old, so that was like while she was still young.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's not even the story. Her husband passed away 30 years ago. Mm. That's probably why she decided to move then.
Yeah.
Probably decided to get nearer to family, I'm guessing, because she and her husband had 8 kids together. Okay. Which is, oh my God, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, get off her already. And apparently, it's hereditary, if you know what I'm saying. The whole family's horny. She now has 25 grandchildren, 40 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-great-grandkids.
Oh, my God. Listen, I think that's incredible. But, like, at what point, how do you still keep track? Like, I'd be like, I don't know these people.
Yeah. Right. The family member. Like, yeah. Just trying to buy birthday cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's everyone's birthday every day.
Right. Just everybody pass the card around because it's, it's somebody's birthday. I would imagine that everybody's got a smile on their face in that family. You know what I mean? Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's horny. And those are your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. There's still no word on how Gene Hackman and his wife died.
Oh, I know, dude.
But... Have you ever heard of Dr. Michael Bodden? He's on like a lot of news shows.
That sounds familiar, that last name especially.
Yeah, same.
World famous forensic pathologist. Is this the guy from... Wait, is Michael Bodden the guy from those shows on Reels?
I don't know.
I may have my pathologist. It's weird that I know more than one pathologist.
I don't even know what pathologist means, so I'm already impressed by you.
They study dead people. They study how people die.
So like Indiana
Michael
Jones?
No. Okay, no, this is the guy from... Yeah, oh, no, he was on Autopsy. He was on the show Autopsy. He's been on a bunch of news shows. Oh, yeah, Autopsy, the show on HBO, was the one that he did that you might know him from. Anyway, he's not working on the case. It's not his thing. And he's old.
Yeah.
But he likes to fire off a theory, you know, whenever these things come around. Guy makes a lot of sense. He knows what he's talking about. Given the evidence from Gene Hackman's pacemaker, Bodden says that Gene may have suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed.
Oui.
As you may recall, his wife was on the floor in the bathroom with a space heater on the floor next to her, which may or may not have fallen off the counter. right?
Mm-hmm.
And an open prescription bottle on the counter with pills all over the place. Bodden says, because think about it, this makes a lot of sense. So Gene Hackman has an episode, hits the floor, right? Yeah. He's having a heart attack. She says, I got to get your pills. And she runs to get Gene's blood pressure medication and falls and perhaps even has a heart attack of her own.
That's insane.
She wasn't known to be in bad health, but she was 65. And what's more stressful than that moment?
Totally.
Right?
Nothing.
Oh, my God. Gene. And run. Get them pills. Run. Oh, God. And then eat it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Or could have been an accidental fall, which caused her to hit her head. Authorities found no evidence of blunt force trauma, but it could have been an internal injury, like a brain bleed that wouldn't leave a mark.
Oh, my God.
Now, I know you're asking about the dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What happened to him?
Apparently, the dog was in a kennel. I'm just going to leave that there. Dog was in the kennel.
The kennel in the closet of the bathroom?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, it says, ask for the dog that died. Okay, do you want me to read the whole thing? It's gruesome. It's horrible. It's awful. Don't, well, seriously, no, you're sensitive.
Look online after so we don't like traumatize everybody this morning.
Well, but I mean, okay, just if the dog's in the kennel and they don't discover anybody for 9 days,
mm-hmm.
you do the math. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So this theory, though, explains why Betsy didn't call 911. Because her first priority is go get Gene his medicine, and she ends up dying in the process.
Sure.
Another theory out there. Remember Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
Randy Quaid was in a lot of movies. Independence Day, the vacation movies, you know, all that stuff, right? And then have you noticed you haven't heard from Randy in quite some time?
Yeah.
That's because a number of years ago when Heath Ledger and David Carradine and guys like that were dying, you know, like I get, what was that, the 90s? I don't know. Heath Ledger was 2000s. Mm-hmm. But you know, so Randy Quaid kind of lost his mind a bit and started ranting about a secret group that was killing off celebrities and stealing their fortunes. He called them the Star Whackers. And Randy Quaid is out there now saying it was the Star Whackers that they took out Gene Hackman. Gene stole his stuff, which nobody is putting any
thought into.
And okay. Also, yeah. So again, you won't hear about Randy Quaid for another 10, 15 years.
Sure.
And that's why.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Star Whackers.
Yeah.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our brand new champion defends her title next.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Things are getting tight. Oh, and just in time, too. Things are getting tight at the top of the leaderboard, Michaela.
Oy.
Aliante leads the way. With 14 wins, Sunrise Manor close behind with 13. Then there's a gap. Rhodes Ranch and Silverado Ranch have 9. Hendertucky has 8. Centennial Hills has 7. Best of the West and Mountain's Edge are tied for 6th place with 6 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes on from there. So this, and again, right on cue today, this one's got a little hair on it. Charlene Cassagna from Sunrise Manor, hoping to extend the lead, or to actually to jump into a tie on the leaderboard to move Sunrise Manor up with Aliante. Guess who's on the phone?
Who?
How many times have you won?
I've never played this.
What? What?
Hey, I think I played once, but I couldn't hear you guys, so we both ended up winning.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
That is so funny. I remember that now. That's why that sticks in my head. So Jackie Orozco, who is representing Aliante, is today's challenger. We're playing We're playing for Pitbull tickets. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do not answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First one to three is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This country legend sadly lost her husband yesterday after being married for 59 years.
Charlene!
Dolly Parton?
Is it Dolly Parton? Yes, it is. And I like how you put extra emphasis on the Dolly Parton. I like that. Champion goes up one zip.
Elton John had a big Oscar party, and this Jackie. Rising star...
Jackie!
Chapel Roan.
What did you say, Chapel Roan?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is that... Yeah, Michaela's stunned.
I'm...
Okay, tell me what was the whole question there?
Oh my God, genius, Angel. Elton John had a big Oscar. Unbelievable. Had a big Oscar party, and this rising star sang her hit "Good Luck, Babe" with the legend himself. Okay, that
you're
was
right.
Incredible.
You said Elton John. She spit out Chapel Roan. My goodness.
We should almost.
Well, this could be very interesting, couldn't it? We are tied at one.
This singer, best known for hits like "You Oughta Know" and "Hand in My Pocket" from her album "Jagged Little Pill," is finally taking residency here.
Charlene.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, that's Alanis Morissette. 2-1 champion.
This Vegas comic headliner turned 60 this week, but there's still no grays, only bright orange hair.
Charlene?
What's his name?
Jackie, did you try to answer and we didn't hear you?
What's my name?
Everybody's shaking their head.
I heard Charlene.
I heard Charlene as well.
Jackie, and then it went Charlene.
Here's what's funny. I really think I heard her. We can go, if this becomes a big mess, we can go back and look later. Mm-hmm. I really thought I heard her. Jackie, please answer.
I may be wrong, but I'm going to say Carrot Top.
She's going to say Carrot Top. It freaks me out that he's 60 years old.
I know, dude.
And it also freaks me out when he takes pictures and his pants are too low. And you're 60 years old. Stop doing that. I love you. I love you, Scott. But you're 60. Stop it. That's awesome. Although if you got it flaunted, he looks amazing for 60 years. He looks amazing for 60. Mm-hmm. We are tied at two.
She's best known for her starring role in Stranger Things and is officially rumored to be starring in the
Charlene for the win.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Is it Millie Bobby Brown for the win? Yes, game over.
Oh my gosh.
Charlene gets her second win. Charlene gets her pitbull ticket.
And
Adrian's happy because now we don't have to go back and find that audio clip to find out if we had screwed Charlene out of her win. It all works for everybody's
so
winner.
Good job, Charlene and Jackie.
Oh Jackie, God. You're yeah,
Thank
Jackie,
you.
You're you really are spectacular.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to be honest. Jackie Orozco from Aliante, we just like having her around.
Totally.
That's the truth. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you so much for listening. All right, Charlene, a pair of tickets to Pitbull, the Vegas After Dark Residency. Now, with even more shows, you're going to the Blue Live Theater Wednesday, March 12th, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. And thanks to the Chet Buchanan Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Full crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Who is falling victim to today's 177-second survey, Adrian?
From the east side, it'll be Jackie with a last name that is unknown.
Would you like to tell us what it is?
I'm not sure. Jackie, what is it?
No, Jackie, would you like to tell us what it is?
It is Cedar Monk.
Who?
Supermoon.
Oh, right on.
Cool.
Hey, listen, as long as we get it right for your tickets, that's all that really, that's all that matters here. Do you have kids?
I do. I have one little boy.
How old?
7 going on 8, but more like...
Perfect. This is perfect for this. Do you ever let him pump gas?
No, I don't let him pump gas. He does, like, the garbage and, like, the dog poop and stuff like that.
He, okay, and I loved this when I was a little kid. Nobody ever freaked out about it. A friend of mine was at a gas station yesterday. The clerk runs out of the, she took the nozzle, put it in the car. She's literally just letting him stand there and hold it.
Cute.
You know what I mean? He's squeezing the pump. Yeah. Big deal. The clerk comes out and starts screaming. Apparently, there's rules. Did you know that there were rules? You can't let kids pump gas. In fact, in theory, they're not even allowed to touch the buttons.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just didn't know if you had any more experience with that.
Listen, adults don't do any better. One time I drove off with the pump still in my car, so everyone should have rules. No way, damn it.
As long as you're under supervision, you know.
Someone watch them, me.
I'm really trying to think when the first time was that I pumped gas, and it was young.
I feel like you'd be young when you learned how.
In fact, if I didn't do it for my grandma... If I was there and they found out that I didn't pump the gas for my grandma, yeah. I'd get a smack for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure of it. Friend of the show, Bailey, was talking about doing laundry and changing sheets. Okay. She washes one set of sheets and puts on while those sheets are in the washer, she puts on the other pair of sheets that is living in the linen closet. In another week, she'll wash sheets again. The first sheets go back on because they've been folded and put in the linen closet. And the second pair of sheets that get washed, then they go back in the linen closet. The email, the person who wrote the email, also a friend of the show, says, "Who does that? No one. I take sheets off the bed, wash them, and put them back on after they come out of the dryer. Are you a one pair of sheets person or a two pair of sheets person?
Two pair of sheets.
Same, Michaela?
Two pairs of sheets. But I learned that from Lisa. I was always just one pair.
Adrian's making "I'll climb through the phone and choke you" face.
I know.
Right now.
Whoa.
No. I'm just surprised that people are out here with just one sheet. Like, you got to have some options. We got to cycle them through.
Well, also, yes. Also, if there is any possibility at all. Well, but no, couldn't. I guess I understand this. Could you not be that person, the second person, that you just, okay, when it's time to wash, you wash them, put them in the dryer, take them out of the dryer, put them back on the bed. There's no folding necessary.
Truly, because folding that one stupid sheet is so hard. I swear to God, I put it in a ball and I just throw it in the closet. And then me and Lisa fight about that, but I still don't know how to fold it.
No, you take the pillow one, and then you just dump everything inside of the pillow, and then you fold it like a little hacky sack, and then put it in the linen closet. You don't have to fold it properly. Behind that door is madness, but it's nobody's business except your own.
But then your sheets are all wrinkly. You savage. No, that was Adrian. The comforter, don't give me credit for that. That's Adrian.
The comforter goes over the sheet, so it doesn't matter if they're wrinkly or not. And they're going to get wrinkly anyway. I have multiple sheets. I don't have to have them set up nicely. I just have multiple.
Chet, would you go as far as to iron your sheets?
Hold it. I want to talk about Adrian for a minute. My wife ironing does.
Sheets?
My wife. No, my wife will iron the sheets.
She's
my
a wife queen. I'll never
sheets.
Disagree.
She's the niche. But I, honest to God, Adrian, I can't decide in my head
whether you're a complete filthy savage or
what's
whether
filthy?
You're the most or whether you're the most brilliant person I've ever met.
Well, awesome way to wake up.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, she's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is Relationship Rehab. Are you ready, y'all? Oh, should also tell you before we go any further.
What?
1 hour away from it's a big concert announcement. I'll tell you that much, kids.
It's good. It's a very good one.
I haven't been this excited. Here's how good it is. Here, true story. Here's how good this is. Our people, I'm gonna put the square on us. We tried to give this away as a half a prize. Know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like you need the way we're doing it's the right way we're doing it.
Sure.
But initially they were like, well, this announcement, it's good enough. I was like, no.
No.
No, unacceptable.
Absolutely.
And they went, okay. And then, you know, and then went back and our boy Jeremy put his foot down.
That's right.
And got stuff done. So we're very excited. It's 1 hour away from this announcement. Although they screwed it up, they should add Teddy Swims as part of it.
True. Okay, that's the part I can agree on too.
As long as they're going with the theme. Mm-hmm. It should have been if there's a theme. I think you already know. You already know, but that's great. Just I'll just tell you that 9 o'clock, we're embargoed until 9 o'clock. We're not able to talk about it. But we will make it pay for you at 9 o'clock. Okay. Relationship rehab, Marcella on the east side is not pleased right now. I don't know if there's an actual fight or if Marcella's ready to make a fight. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She just blasts off. My guess is she was mad. She said, who can I tell? She said, Chet and Michaela and Adrian. And here we go.
We've got your back.
I will read this without edits, without, you know, anything.
Okay.
The role of Maricela is being played by Chet Buchanan. When a bride is getting married, isn't it the right thing to do to keep your 89-year-old grandmother informed of your color theme so a proper dress can get ordered and in a timely manner and not just 7 weeks away from the wedding? This wedding has been planned for over 9 months. Also, shouldn't the 89-year-old grandmother have been included when booking a salon for the hair appointments? I think this is so jive. For the record, if I may just sidebar for a moment, I don't think I know anybody besides Marcella. It's like, how many other people do you know named Chet? Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know anybody else. Not a lot. They use the term jive.
Yeah, no. Haven't heard that in a while.
You see, I don't want to say that I selected this relationship rehab just simply because she said jive.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of thinking it's almost like she did voice to text. And just let it fly.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if I may continue. Dress, hair salon, 89-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
I think this is so jive.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it means bullshpatukin.
Oh, okay.
I think it's what she's, you know.
I might start using it.
Jive?
Yeah,
let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
Cool.
Or who knows? Maybe it's here and we're just witnessing its arrival.
Maybe we're behind.
That's right.
I love that we're like, oh, we'll make it cool. Everyone's like, it already is cool. You're not cool. Okay, fine.
That's right. It's not you, it's us.
Yeah.
And in this case, it really is us.
Yeah, yeah. People are screaming at their radios. We know what it is. Okay.
I think this is, I've been using jive since, I think this is so jive. And it hurts because my mom has been a dear, sweeter than sweet grandma. And I feel she's being disrespected. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being an overprotective daughter on steroids. But everyone I have ever known has always kept the grandma informed and treated with much more courtesy than has been given to my mom. Please let me know what you think. The only way, Marcella, that I could believe that you were any louder than I just was is if you were to put the whole thing in all caps.
Uh-huh.
Your use of Jive puzzles us. She asked what we think, so I'm just going to. Then, in fact, I'll save the rest. 702-364-9898. This is so cool. This is the right prize for the right person. Even if you're not into this, you should be into this because I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
A pair of passes to our advanced screening. Novocaine in 4DX. With seat motion and environmental effects. Adrian's so excited he can't even see straight.
He loves when you do this.
It's the best. Oh my God. Right? It'll put you right in the heart of the action. You'll get an entire seat. You'll only need the edge. And it'll shake you around. What'd you say? What was the movie that where they needed ponchos?
Well, because of Moana and all the weather effects.
Oh, yeah.
I went to go see Twister. My hair was messed up because of obviously the chairs shaking around.
Really?
Brother,
that
I'm
makes
telling
a lot
you,
of sense.
You can't eat during the movie while it's going on because it's going to go flying if you're in an action flick. Like, that's how intense it is. Universal Studios, Disney,
booze?
Whatever type
of booze?
Like, booze. Well, yeah, you can do whatever you want. Just be careful when you drink because if that seat moves and it goes up, you're going up with it.
Like, does
I
it move?
I didn't even know about this.
Like it moves that much.
This isn't like a little shtick thing. Like, no, this is as intense as like a Universal or Disneyland ride. I promise you.
Ain't no Captain EO. It ain't no Captain EO.
Yes.
Things have continued. Things have evolved, people, since Captain EO. Huh. Yeah. See, that's a good sell. Honestly, yeah. I'd go.
No, I want to go.
Honestly, I think the movie looks cool. Dennis Quaid's kid, Jack, is Nathan Kane. The reason why it's Novocaine is because he doesn't feel pain. And then all the craziness that, you know, ensues from all of that. Mm-hmm. So, all right. We've already decided this is cool. Do you want to go for free? Mark out next Monday at Regal Red Rock. Yeah, I'll tell. I don't care. It's not like you're going to try and show up and use somebody else's social security number or whatever.
And if you did, good for you.
Yeah, right. If you can get away with it. Good on you. Good on you.
Let it go.
The movie Novocaine itself will be in theaters March 14th. You can see it before anybody else with seat motion and environmental effects. Novocaine in 4DX. Win your advanced screening passes now. Which I realize that we've totally distracted you from relationship rehab. So we'll review. Yeah, we'll review and walk through it all together. Coming up next. Good luck.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you guys something? And by you guys, I mean everybody listening. First of all, and I've said it a million times over the years. We just love you guys so much. Yeah. And when you're involved in the show, it's the greatest. Yeah. There's no two ways. Rachel says, how many people just ask themselves, or no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Rachel. Princess Kelly.
And
that's literally, no, look, Princess Kelly
Princess.
On X reaches out and says, how many people just ask themselves, what's Captain EO? To which I wrote back, it's a targeted reference.
Yes.
It's a, you know, those who...
I'm not in either, Princess Kelly. I'm glad you asked because I was
didn't know?
But I didn't know.
No, I didn't know either, but I didn't want to make a scene.
I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Oh, man, I'm old. I'm sorry. I'm so old. Disney did a Michael Jackson, like, it was like a Star Wars adventure type thing. And they had, and I want to say George Lucas produced it. But it was Michael Jackson and you sat in the seats and it would puff air at you and the seats would move and all that. And it was literally the precursor to, and the lines would be ridiculous at Disneyland to go to Captain EO. But it's been gone. It's been gone 30 years. It's been gone forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what it was. And it was meant to be a targeted reference. Okay. I really did think people knew.
Yeah, no, I'm sure people do. It's just me, Princess Kelly, and Adrian.
Yeah, so old people is what you're saying. People like me. People like me.
I like that. Then,
you know.
Well, look, next time I'll speak. Next time I'll speak up and be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, ask. Ask. No. Then, not to be outdone, you know Kristen Maynor from Toy Drive?
Yes.
From Superheroes for Sully.
Love her.
I feel Marcella's rage. It's Maricela, but whatever. I feel Maricela's rage. All the jive, no cap.
Yes! Listen, she's simple, so, dude.
Perhaps jive has slipped in, and again, old.
Yeah, no, we got it wrong. There. Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah.
We needed that awesome explanation.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Elizabeth.
Yeah? Are you sure?
I hope so. Every time you ask me about phones these next 2 weeks, yeah, we do.
Oh, see? I gotcha. Yeah. Hey, Liz.
Hello.
So, Marcel is just all manner of fired up. When a bride is getting married, isn't the right thing to do to keep your 89-year-old grandmother informed of your color theme so a proper dress can get ordered and in a timely manner, not just 7 weeks away from wedding. This wedding has been planned for over 9 months. Shouldn't the 89-year-old grandmother have been included when booking a salon for the hair appointments? I think this is so jive. Elizabeth, is it in fact jive?
I mean, that word to me. But anyways, my grandmother, I told her, and she did her own thing. She wanted nothing to do with anything involving me making plans for her or anything. But I told her right away, and she goes, no, I'm doing it my own.
By the way, Grandma.
Kristen has replied, we are not old, we are vintage. Please get a card.
Yes! Love her.
And I'm looking on the interwebs. Yeah, I don't know if jive is happening. I believe it's an older term. Oh, wait. What jive Urban Dictionary? Hold up. In any way, to continue. So as far as dresses, hair appointments, all that other stuff, do you have... I know what the real question is. Do you have to include grandma?
I think yes, but I mean, that's to each his own.
Michaela.
Yeah, dude, she's the matriarch of the family. Are you nuts? Listen, one thing that used to happen was we used to have these family parties and nobody would like go pick up my grandma and I would go pick up my grandma. So maybe they just assumed that I'd be the one to do it. But I always did. I got her to the party, but they would kind of just forget. And so I don't think she has to be mad, but I think she could just be like, hey, girl, are you going to invite grandma to the hair salon? Ask her nicely. Maybe it slipped her mind. She didn't mean to, but she should definitely be included. Yeah, none of you guys would be here if your grandma wasn't here. So hello.
Yes. Boy, am I a bad guy if I say it ends with the bridal party?
No, that's your opinion. I was close with my grandma, too. So maybe I'm just a little more on the emotions. Yeah.
What'd you say, Elizabeth?
My grandma was included in my in every aspect of mine. She was a big part of my life. So we actually planned my wedding around where she was so she could be there.
Did you include your mom?
Oh, of course. My mom and his mother.
Love that.
Did you include your aunt?
No. I think it goes to the mother of the bride, the groom's mother, and then the grandma, and then it ends there.
Yeah.
By the way.
And that's too many people.
Okay, so forget all of this. What's going on? Is your child being abducted? What's happening in the background?
I walked out of my car.
And she was like, don't leave me! Yeah. Is that what's happening?
I walked out of my car, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it's okay. What's happening with the kid?
Oh, no, my daughter was... We brought her late to school today, and we're sitting in the parking lot, and she wants out of her car seat.
Oh, because okay. He really sounded like, yeah, it sounded like she wanted to get out of the clutches of the creepy man. I didn't know what was happening there.
I'm sorry.
No, listen, she's on grandma's side.
For the record, we think it's funny. We think screaming kids are, you know, I mean, that's life. That's your world right now.
Oh, yes, they are. They are very loud and fun. So
good. That means they're happy. Well, enjoy your tickets to Novocaine 40X, you know, and all that. And what was the whole deal there? The advanced screening of Novocaine and 40X with seat motion and environmental effects that put you into the heart of the action. I'd leave the kid at home.
Have fun, babe.
Yeah, have fun. Have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
Bye. She's like, can I get off the phone now, please? Because now that you've mentioned my kid, I'd like to get back to taking care, you know, of my business. Yeah, thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
8.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you know those situations where a friend asks you for help and you go, yeah, sure, I'll help you. But it's not on the top of your list. Mm-hmm. And it's not enough that you would write it down, you know, and actually make it part of the list. You just go, oh yeah, I'll get to that. No big deal. Mm-hmm. I did that, remember Jill Gilliland, former five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Oh, yeah.
She got herself beers at the Battle for Vegas.
That's right.
Remember? We saw her there. Jill, are you on the phone?
I am.
Hi. So Jill asked me for help, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just kept booting it.
You've avoided me and it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it went. No, I just kept kicking the can down the and she was great because I was like, yeah, give me your number, we'll call. She's like, do you need my opinion for relationship rehab? And I said, always.
Always.
Duh. Dude, she's like, do you need me to come in?
Throw down, whatever.
She's like, yeah, do you need me to come in back in and regulate? And I was like, yeah, come on. But really, what is going on? Tell us about your friend.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get through this, but I work with a dance studio here, and one of our girls had been looking small, skinny, whatever. We just assumed she had pneumonia. She went to the hospital, and that night they airlifted her to Mary Children's in Utah.
Oh, my God.
Turns out her lungs had a mass in it that they assumed was cancer, and it is, but it had taken up and left only 18% of her lung capacity, and she is 9.
Yeah, she's. I was going to say, can we just take a second to point out that this girl is 9 years old? She's 9. This isn't. It's not like she's been smoking Pall Malls, you know, her entire life or whatever. She just. And you were saying this is a really rare form of lung cancer.
Yeah, so it turns out it's actually a Ewing sarcoma, which is a bone cancer, but it's in her lungs where there's no bone. So it's kind of a head scratcher. She's just now, for the first time, been able to lay down flat without them worrying about her being suffocated by how big this sarcoma is in her lungs. So we were just trying to do a GoFundMe and raise funds and try to help this family because we know it's going to be
so expensive.
Yeah. Where can we go to find this GoFundMe? Where can we go to help?
So it's on GoFundMe and it's under Brave Jade Hamilton.
Brave. Say it again. Brave.
Jade Hamilton.
Jade. Jade?
Yes.
Hamilton. Brave Jade Hamilton. P1's.
Have you guys in the fundraiser if that
please.
Okay.
Yeah, tag us.
1,000,000%.
I appreciate this so much. I know that you guys do so much for the community and you're so amazing with everything. So you were my first thought when all this happened.
No, this is easy. And we'll throw in $100 right now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Listen, she's just such a little girl. It's so difficult. I'm telling you, my stepmom has lung cancer. So and as a grown up, it's difficult. I can't imagine as a 9 year old, her parents, her whole life's ahead of her. That's devastating. I'm sorry you guys are dealing with that.
Listen, we'll keep us in the loop on this. All right.
I definitely will. I will. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you, Joe.
And nice job. You made it all the way through it. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Well done. We're proud of you.
Good job, right. Mama.
We'll see you. Hey, guys, GoFundMe. Brave Jade Hamilton. I don't care if it's a dollar. Just, you know, please, please, please help and keep checking back here for updates.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to Tuesday, the fourth day of March. March 4th, people. March 4th.
Do what you gotta do.
There was a, growing up, there was a morning disc jockey that would, that would play marching sound effects on March 4th. And here's what's funny. It's completely stupid, but I remember that from when I was like elementary school.
But sometimes that's how it is. It's like the dumbest thing, but right. Like the catchiest you'll never forget. Stupid, but kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And that explains the rest of the Chet Buchanan Show. We're stupid enough. Maybe it'll stick.
Exactly.
Okay, this is stupid. And by the way, okay, either I'm getting just old enough that stuff is wheeling back around and I think it was just yesterday type of thing, or maybe it was just yesterday. Apparently, butt crack is coming back in fashion. Low rise. Wasn't that just like a decade ago?
Oh my God, they are, and I'm obsessed because I was a little too chunky the first time around, but this time I can wear them.
No, let me tell you right now, this is going to sound creepy. It's not. No, you weren't, girl.
Okay, the 06 standards were different, but I'm obsessed.
So it was 20 years ago.
20? Oh, the low rise? I think so, yeah.
At Milan Fashion Week, Diesel debuted their latest collection, featuring extremely low-cut jeans. Despite the sagging, no boxers nor panties.
Oh.
That's an uncomfortable word. But there was no underwear. For men or women, listen, we don't have to make everything equal. Girl, but can I just come out and say this and confirm or deny? Girl butt crack, kind of hot.
Yeah.
I mean, in the right situation, yes. Dude butt crack, never good.
Kind of not. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Agreed. It is having a moment on the runway. Almost immediately, one person went online, said that they're praying that this does not become the hot new trend. I feel like there's a deliberate or a return to deliberate undressing. Okay. What about the whale tail? Are we bringing back the whale tail?
What's that?
That's the thong sticking out the top of the...
Oh, my, the whale tail. Oh, God. Yeah. No, I think we should keep that in the past. I think we should just let that burn.
Butt crack, okay, but whale tail, no?
Yeah, because I feel like the butt crack is on accident if it's just a little too low. Like, your whole panty's sticking out, babe.
But now it's accidentally on purpose.
I know, but also I have an 8-year-old niece this time around, and she will call me up.
Oh, no, no.
And I don't want to hear
it. No one needs 8-year-old butt crack. No one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Okay, so we already know that the Post Malone Big Ass Show with Jelly Roll is coming to Allegiant Stadium in May, correct? We all know that.
Yeah, we know that.
We've discussed this. We've given away tickets to this. Now announcing Post Malone's Traveling Tailgate is going to accompany, as you might imagine. But it was still like, is it going to happen? Well, we don't know. We can tell you now 100%. Here's a little script they wrote. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
Post Malone's Traveling Tailgate is stopping here before our big ass show. Get ready for food, live music. That's how adults talk. I'm not so worried about it. Get ready for food, live music, beer, exclusive merch, and much more. Open to the public. Stay informed on all the tailgate info at postmalone.com/tailgate. I would say if you stay close, at 985 KLUC, or listen to the Chet Buchanan Show. Because what? We've got
we've got free tickets.
Oh, really?
Now, here's what was going to happen. Let's skip down the big-ass VIP tailgate path. Wait, VIP?
Mm-hmm.
For tailgate? What?
Yes,
no, the tailgate's going to be amazing anyway, but there's VIP. What?
So fun.
Could you please, Michaela, the big-ass VIP tailgate pass includes...
It's got... You can skip the line to PM's travel and tailgate for you and a guest.
Yeah.
Food tickets for two, provided by Canes. Love those naked fingers.
Sure.
Two drink tickets provided by Bud Light.
Sure.
Also... You can remember the moment with the photo booth opportunity. I love a photo booth. I
big ass. It says, no, it's in capital letters. You got to read the stuff in capital letters.
I got it wrong. A big ass photo booth opportunity.
Okay. And then also an exclusive Post Malone Big Rig comic book before you can get it, before anybody else can get them.
Yeah.
You're automatically entered to win a Chrome Harley Davidson. You've got your own check-in. You've got an on-site VIP host. You are pimping. Now, initially, the talk was that you can win passes to the party, to the tailgate, right?
Yeah.
We're like, well, that's cool, but I mean, and I'm sure the people that are interested would get tickets, but wouldn't it even be cooler if we included tickets to the show?
Come on.
And they went, well, anything else you want? And I went, no, I think that'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think, I think we've squeezed you. It's really
everything
not how it went
you've
down.
Got.
You know, it went, they said, hey, we're going to do VIP tickets to the tailgate. And I said, are we doing tickets as well? And they went, duh.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So.
But you have them back.
So. And if you're not, you got to be 21 or else they'll give you non-alcoholic drinks. They want me to say that like you don't already know.
Yeah.
We're not giving your kid Bud Light.
We wouldn't
Stop
do that.
It. Stop it. It's never even been a consideration.
Yeah, it's not who we are.
It's not who they are. It's not who any of us are. That's not how it works. As you might imagine, we'd like to give you the very first pair of VIP tickets, as they call them, the big-ass VIP tailgate pass, and two tickets to Post Malone at Allegiant Stadium. It's all going down on the 3rd of May, which cannot get here soon enough. And, you know, it's a fun fact that a lot of people don't know. The best weather of the year is May 3rd.
Yeah.
And if it's not, it's real close. Mm-hmm. 702-364-9898. Caller number 1 million. No, I'm just kidding. Caller number 25 right now. Again, that number, you already know it, but 702-364-9898. God, this is cool. Woo! Call right now and win.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is fun, isn't it? Honest to God, it's fun. I've done this for a billion years. This never gets old.
No, this, my favorite this part.
Kind of thing, yeah, this kind of thing never gets old.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
Got Taylor Fontana from right outside the Rhodes Ranch.
Hey, that's you!
Oh my God, no way.
I know, right?
I'm shaking.
Honest to God, I was like, I wonder if I can get into this thing. And then I was like, well, let me find out how much it costs. If I got to go, you know, take a side job to go, you know, get my way in. Maybe I'll work on this.
Oh, my goodness.
You, Taylor, are the very first winner of the big ass VIP tailgate pass, including Michaela.
No.
Michaela, tell her once again what she's won.
There's a lot going on. You can do a big ass photo booth opportunity, which clearly is my number one favorite thing, but you skip the line to Post Malone's traveling tailgate for you and your guests. Food ticket for you and your guests provided by Canes. Two drink tickets provided by Bud Light. You're set up and you're automatically entered to win a Chrome Harley Davidson. It's going to be so fun.
And you get the Post Malone Big Rig comic book before it's available.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm so excited.
Will you, how will you dress for this? Will you be country Post Malone or will you be pop Post Malone?
I love pop Post Malone, but I think I'm going country.
Go yeah, country, girl. Babe. Get those yeah, good back.
She's like, that hat, yeah, she goes, that hat ain't sitting in my closet.
That's
these
right.
boots, these boots, it's going to be May. These boots need to get out and run.
They were made for walking, honey.
Yes.
So good.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much. You're the first. You're the very first. We'll always remember our first. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, and thank you. For real, thank you. I believe this is happening the rest of the week, right? I believe it's happening the rest of the week. If everything works out right, tomorrow morning 7:10, unless we hear otherwise. But I can't imagine why that would be. And if some Post Malone, you know, if I had some help, if some Post Malone is good, more Post Malone is better. Wow!
Yes, that was big so ass, cool.
Big ass VIP tailgate. Wow, with the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I swear, file this under some people just can't be helped. File this under. Are you just begging to go to jail? Why didn't you just take yourself to jail and just turn? 29-year-old guy in Canada, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Sloppy drunk at a wedding this past Saturday. People to the point of where people said, give me your keys. Okay.
Oh, God.
You're not driving. It's about 1:45 in the morning. Of course, you know what happened. Give me your keys. Like, I'm fine. I drive. You know, and he's mad. You know, and he started a fight.
Of course.
Cops showed up. The Mounties, the RCMP.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up, they arrested him for breach of peace, and they drove him home. The cops said, okay, look, we're not going to take you to jail. There's no point to that. We're going to put you in cuffs. We're going to give you a ticket, and we're going to take you home, okay? Because okay. we don't want you acting up.
Love that. Very nice.
So what should he have done? Should have said, thank you very much, officers, for the ride to my house. Should have gone in and passed out. You know, honestly.
Yeah.
He decided to call an Uber, grab his spare set of keys, and go back to the wedding.
Oh my God, you idiot.
And drive drunk anyway. He drove by a police station at 10 to 4 in the morning, doing 76 in a 30.
God.
Or technically, he was doing 123 kilometers per hour in a 50. Let's not get weird about it. Uh-huh. We all know what we're saying here. So they arrested him again. And this time, did not take him home.
I know.
He's now facing drunk driving charges. And the way they do it in Canada, he's lost his license for at least 3 months.
As he should.
Could have. He already got a ride home. Decided to drive drunk anyway. Idiot.
Idiot.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, let's do a pop quiz version of The More You Know before we go. You ready, Michaela?
Ready, baby.
Brightest spot on Earth from space is
the sun.
No. The brightest spot on Earth.
Oh, from God. Space. Oh, God. Oh, God.
The brightest thing that you see, like if you were on the space shuttle, is.
I don't know. What?
The Las Vegas Strip.
Really?
Yeah. I know. I was very proud. When I first saw that, I went. And then I thought about it and I went, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, wait. Is. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
To the point of where I should have saved that for last, to be honest with you. That should have been the punchline. That should have been
better.
The ending. That's the, you know, the, literally, that's the ta-da of the show.
Totally.
Some days I'm not very good at that. Usually it's on Tuesdays. Yeah. The oldest planet in the solar system is?
The Saturn?
Jupiter is the oldest.
So could you imagine if I was right on that guess?
Yeah, that would have been really great.
Iconic. Could,
you know what? You want to go back and edit it in?
I do.
Just say Jupiter.
Yeah. Jupiter.
No, Yeah, awesome. If we wanted to, we could edit that in. Just know. We can manipulate this however we want, people. You'll never know. Mary-Kate and Ashley, identical twins or fraternal twins?
Identical.
No.
No.
Very similar looking fraternal twins.
Okay, that's insane. They look exactly alike.
And by the way, we could go back and edit this way if we wanted to. Michaela, the brightest spot on Earth from space, according to NASA, is...
the Las Vegas Strip.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
All right, everybody, have a great day. We love you. And we'll follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I'm taking you behind the scenes today. I've been slacking. I haven't been posting anything. There needs to be more beard pictures. It's all happening. I'm doing it today. Taking you behind the scenes. I'm very fortunate. I really am. The post will be posts. I have two lives. I have multiple families, not like that. But you know what I mean? I got my KLUC family. I got my Aces family. I got a Kraken family. I got two hometowns. There's all kinds of stuff. So I'm going to take you a little behind the scenes today. Adrian, what are you up to?
We are actually, good sir, working on some huge interviews for Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. But in the meantime, before those come out later this week, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling. And of course, search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and that free Odyssey app where you can also listen to the latest from The Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. We're laying low today, baby. Easy day.
Well deserved. Well deserved. So we'll come back tomorrow energized, ready to go. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.